The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Journey of the Soul. We previously discussed the phenomenon of death, and that every person shall taste death and what happens within the grave. Inshallah, today we're going to talk about something which is a bit more untalked about or unheard of, and we sometimes, many of us would never have heard of this, especially the layman who would not actually kind of think in regards to the following point I'm going to talk about, and that is the Alamul Barzakh, the world of veil, the world of the hidden world. The size of Al Barzakh is in comparison to the womb of a mother in relation to the size of the earth. So how big the womb of the mother is, that's the size of the world, right? In comparison to the Alamul Barzakh. The Alamul Barzakh would therefore be the size of the earth in comparison to the stomach of the mother. The size of Alamul Barzakh is thousands and thousands of times bigger than the actual size of this world. Subhanallah. Now, the Alamul Barzakh is in sequence. A person shifts into this phase after death. So when a person passes away, he now enters into Alamul Barzakh. And before a person is born, he is in his mother's stomach. Subhanallah. Now let's just take a moment and try to understand this point. There are a few similarities between the mother's stomach and the grave itself. There are a few similarities between the mother's stomach and the grave itself. Let's look at it. So the mother's stomach, a person, his body is formed inside the mother's stomach. And at this very moment in time, he is not a part of the world, and neither is he outside of the world, but he hasn't stepped into the world completely. Likewise, the grave, he is not out of the world, but he is not in reality in the world. He has not stepped into the world, or he can't step back into the world. That's a similarity, number one. Another similarity, your grave is dark, and your mother's stomach is dark. Another similarity, the components or the parts of your body are formed inside the mother's stomach, whereas the grave, the parts of your body decomposed with inside the grave. The mother, the Prophet ﷺ describes, the grave hugs a person, a believer, like a mother hugs her child with compassion. Another similarity we have between the mother's stomach and the grave is the fact that when a person was inside his mother's stomach, angel asked a few questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angel to write, and the angel asked, "What shall I write?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the angel by saying, write down his sustenance, write down how long he's going to live, write down whether he is going to be fortunate or unfortunate, yani if he's going to go into heaven or hell. So three or four things were written down when a person was in his mother's stomach. And likewise, When a person is in the grave, angels again come, they ask a few questions and they write down the answers, subhanAllah. So there are some similarities, or quite a lot of similarities, between the mother's stomach and the grave itself, subhanAllah. Like this, if you actually contemplate and think about this, and you could go into more similarities. All of this just shows how amazing the religion of Islam is and the knowledge of Islam is, subhanAllah. So first and foremost, we have Alamul Barzakh. This is the dimension that comes after Alamul Dunya. So we are right now in Alamul Dunya, the lowest, Dunya Adna, the lowest of the dimensions. And Alamul Barzakh is the unseen dimension, the dimension that we today cannot see with our eyes, but it is there, it is around us. And inshallah, we will dwell into what is Alamul Barzakh, inshallah. So when a person dies, he steps into this new dimension. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created his system is that when you step into the next dimension, there's no turning back. You cannot go into the previous dimension. So when a person was in Alamul Arwah and he entered into his mother's stomach, there was no going back. When a person is in his mother's stomach and he enters into the dunya, there is no going back. When a person is in the dunya and he enters into the grave, there is no going back. There is only going forward. When a person enters into Jannah, right, in regards to Alamul Barzakh, there is no going back. There is no going back. It's a one-way system. Everyone is going one way. And inshallah, I'll come to the fact that this is excluding some individuals. There's a narration just to add on to this. There's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that the land or the area between my mimbar and what is now the tomb of where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, says this area between the mimbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pulpit, and the special tomb, the holy tomb of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says this area is a part of heaven. This portion of area is actually a portion of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he actually says in the Quran that when a person enters into Jannah, he will not be able to be removed from Jannah. Once he's in there, there's no way out. He cannot get out of Jannah. That is the final destination. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the scholars say that when you go into Riyazul Jannah and you offer your two rak'ats there and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever enters that land, he has entered or he has stepped onto a part of Jannah. And it's Allah's command that when a person enters into Jannah, he cannot leave from Jannah, subhanAllah. And based on this, the scholars say, whoever reads namaz there, it is more certain that he will end up in Jannah. Because once you're in, you're not getting out, subhanAllah. And that's Allah's command. So there is no way coming back out. So it's a one-way system. And when you enter into Alamul Barzakh, you enter according to your status. So if a person lived in the dunya as a fortunate person, as a person who doing good deeds, as a pious person, as a righteous person, in the hereafter, so like how in the dunya we have statuses. You have a good Muslim, you have a bad Muslim, you have a highly respectable person, you have some people who are very disrespected and very unfortunate. Now, depending on your status in the law, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the status you will receive in Alamul Barzakh. Once you pass away, you will step into Alamul Barzakh, and the status you had in the dunya, yani the religious status you had, that will reflect, or that will be a mirroring image magnified in Alamul Barzakh. So if a person, for instance, was a good person, he will have a high status in Alamul Barzakh. And he will have access to certain things that a person with a lower status might not have access to. And then inshallah, I'll kind of try to explain the different statuses within Alamul Barzakh There are four categories, or there are four general statuses of the people of Barzakh. One is that of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam have the highest status in Alamul Barzakh, because their status was the highest in the dunya, indallah. In Adamul Barzakh, they will attain the highest of stations. I mentioned just a moment ago that excluding some people, so for all types of people, it's a one-way system where you could only go into the next dimension, but you cannot come out of that dimension. You could only go into one dimension and you cannot return back to the other dimension. This is excluding Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is given the authority and the permission to travel to any alam he wills. He is rahmatul lil alamin. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. We have not sent you except as a mercy to all of the universes. In other words, all of the different dimensions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, somewhat 18,000 according to Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi. Now he could enter into any dimension at any time. This is in his marvels. This is in his one of his specialities. Let's take the example when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on to Mi'raj. He entered into many dimensions. He entered into the dimensions of Barzakh. He entered into Jannat. He seen Jannat. Hatta he went to La Makan. He seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For any other prophet, like Idris alayhi salam, when he got into Jannah, and his story is amazing as well, when he got there, even though they had a deal with the angel of death that I will take you to Jannah, right? But only for a short period of time, and then after that you will return. But when he got to Jannah, he sat down and the angel said, look, you must leave now. He said, I'm not going to leave. I can't leave. They say, why? He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command that once you are in, you can't leave. Subhanallah. So he used this to his advantage and he said, look, it's Allah's command that I must stay. And at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angel, allow him to reside in the heavens. So Idris alayhi salam, he is still in Jannah, subhanAllah. So Idris alayhi salam, once he was in that dimension, he wasn't able to leave. Whereas Muhammad Rasulullah, he went past all dimensions and he still came back to the dunya. Subhanallah. So when we say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alive and he is alive in his grave, this shouldn't be such a difficult thing to understand. When he has permission to go forward and backwards into different dimensions, okay, when he has permission, he has already been in Alamul Barzakh, right? He has already witnessed the incidents that take place in Alamul Barzakh. And he still came back to the dunya after the Mi'raj. Likewise, even now when he has officially entered into the next dimension, that does not mean he cannot come back into the previous dimensions. This is all under God's command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all abilities. He has all powers. And if he wants the Prophet ﷺ to turn and go into any other dimension, then that is his will, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. So souls of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they have the highest of all statuses. And these souls, they smell of musk and heavenly perfumes. And they travel within Jannah. And they actually eat and drink and take shade under the light of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. They have the highest, the vast status in Alamul Barzakh. Then you have another soul. The soul of the shuhada. The soul of the martyrs. Those people who have passed away, who were killed whilst fighting against oppression. Those people who, whilst fighting for oppression, ended up dying in that state. These people are called the martyrs, the shaheed. Now the shuhada, they are given a high status in Alamul Barzakh. They are described as the green birds of Jannah. They are described, they take the form of a green bird and they roam around Jannah in Alamul Barzakh. They roam around, they eat and drink as well. Subhanallah. Then you have the third status, or the third type of status for a believer in Alamul Barzakh. This person, so the Anbiya alayhi wasalam had the highest status, then the Shuhada. Now you have a good Muslim, his status of Jannah, a good Muslim and his status when he enters into Alamul Barzakh. Now this individual, he could hear the sounds, he could smell the fragrance of Jannah. He is not allowed to eat, nor is he allowed to drink. This is the third status. And this itself is a very lofty status to achieve in Alamul Barzakh, that you are able to stay outside your house in Alamul Barzakh, subhanAllah, your place of residence forever, subhanAllah. And then you have the fourth type of person. This person, he receives the lowest status in Alamul Barzakh. This person, he has the status, he was in the dunya a non-practicing person. He was not fulfilling his obligation. He was doing unjustified actions within the dunya. This person has the lowest of status. He is not allowed in Alamul Barzakh anywhere near Jannah. Rather, his soul stays suspended under the seventh earth. So you have seven skies, you have seven earths. His soul stays suspended under the seventh earth, and there he is restricted. He feels pain and punishment and regret. And that is his station up until the Day of Judgment. So you have four different statuses. These are general statuses. Within these statuses, or within these categories, each and every individual person within that category then has his own official status. So these are just broad aspects of their dimension. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقَتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمَّاتِ, he says, do not ever say that the shuhada, for the person who has passed whilst fighting against oppression, don't ever call him dead. Don't ever say he is dead. Allah says, don't you dare say that he is dead. Subhanallah. A shuhada, a shaheed, a person who is fighting for the religion of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, don't call him dead. Allah says, rather, bal ahya, he is alive. So now a shaheed, who is a lowest servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is serving the religion of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and standing up against oppression, Allah says, do not ever call him dead. Don't ever use the name mayyit on him. He's alive. Allah is saying he's alive. Call him the alive one. And now, imagine, mazallah, calling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dead. This would be injustice. This would be a wrong belief to believe. This would be a wrong statement to make. So, all in all, a believer, when he goes into this next dimension of Alamul Barzakh, the status he has in the dunya today, that status which Sharia, which the religion gives him, the religion regards him as, this is your status. I'll give you an example. A person is a Hafizul Quran in the dunya, Hafiz of the Quran. He has a status. He has a religious status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a place, a station in Alamul Barzakh according to his status. Now, if a person, and this is just as a, to make you understand, and the people who are watching, they will understand this quite well as well. If a person is the Amiru Ahli Sunnah, the leader of the people of Sunnah in the dunya, that is a high status, that is a very, very revered status in the dunya. He's way above a Hafiz, way above the Alim. Amiru Ahli Sunnah, he is the leader of all the people of the Ahlul Sunnah. Imagine that individual's status in Alamul Barzakh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then you could imagine the status of our Sahaba, their statuses. And let alone that the status of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, their status would be beyond our wildest imagination. And then the status of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amazing, subhanallah. This is just a glimpse of Alamul Barzakh. The actual knowledge and understanding Alamul Barzakh is a long study, takes a long time to actually comprehend the depths of it. If someone was, whilst you were in your mother's stomach, and someone was to tell you about the dunya, you wouldn't completely understand it until you've grown up and you've spent some time experiencing the difficulties of the dunya, the pleasures of the dunya, the trials of the dunya. Likewise, Alamul Barzakh, we can only understand it from the context we have. But in true honesty, we will really, really understand it once we are there and we are experiencing the different stations we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been mentioned. May you allow us, give us the ability to understand his true qudra, his true power and strength and favor. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.